Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Soar like an eagle. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 and through 31, we read, "He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Eagles have been my favorite bird longer than I can remember. I am captivated every time I look into the sky and see that majestic bird with the dark body and white head soaring majestically over the earth below. When I see an eagle in flight, the beauty and grace of his movements are fantastic. Soaring high in the sky, he looks very small, and yet he is a very large bird. His talons can crush bones, and his beak can tear away huge portions of flesh. But I don't think of these qualities while I observe him in flight, only his beauty. The truth of the matter is that an eagle spends a considerable amount of time performing very menial activities. I have observed them via an eagle cam, sitting on a nest for hours on end, sometimes in snow and ice, to ensure that the eggs are hatched. Then both the mother and the father take turns seeking food to bring to the nest to feed their hungry brood. When we think of serving the Lord, it is easy to think of the easy times, the times of soaring and feeling the wind beneath our wings. As we consider today's scripture, there is another element involved. Spiritually, to soar like an eagle is to patiently wait for the Lord and be prepared to act when he calls. Soar, my friend. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.